Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Thursday the 28th of March and today's news story is about one of the most famous and controversial movie doors in history. Before we start, I want to warn you that today's episode contains some spoilers about the movie Titanic. So if you've never seen Titanic, and I can't imagine there's many of you who haven't, but if you haven't, and you don't want to know what happens, apart from the obvious, then maybe stop listening or make sure you turn off the part where I spoil it for you, if you can sense it coming. Okay, so let's begin with the keywords, like we always do. So some words that I'll be using in today's episode. I'm just going to give you the words, no definitions at the beginning. See if you can hear the words and understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. Let's begin with a word which is in the title. Prop, P-R-O-P, prop. What is a prop? Next, the word room, R-O-O-M. But I'm not referring to the room of a house, like the living room or the kitchen. A different meaning of the word room. Next, an adjective, staggering, S-T-A-G-G-E-R-I-N-G, staggering. Next, we have a verb, fetch, F-E-T-C-H. Fetch. Next, a noun, slab, S-L-A-B, slab. And then another noun, bullwhip. One word, bull, B-U-L-L, whip, W-H-I-P. So there's a silent H there, bullwhip. Next, we have a phrase, to drive a stake through something's or someone's heart. To drive a stake through its heart. Next, another noun, axe, A-X-E, axe. And finally, an adjective, thorough. And let me spell that. T-H-O-R-O-U-G-H, thorough. In American, the pronunciation is thorough. But in British English, we say thorough. Okay, those are the keywords. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. It's the most controversial door in movie history. Could Jack have fit on it too? Or was there only room for Rose? If you've seen Titanic, you'll probably know what I'm referring to. It's the floating door used by Kate Winslet's character in James Cameron's award-winning epic, and it's just sold for a staggering $718,750. That's €663,000 at a Hollywood auction. That wasn't the only bit of Titanic memorabilia to sell for a fortune. Rose's dress, which was worn in that climactic scene, fetched $118,750. That's €110,000. The slab of wood, which kept Rose safe and dry while her lover Jack froze to death in the icy Atlantic, was the main attraction at the Heritage Auctions Treasures from Planet Hollywood event. Other items auctioned were Indiana Jones's bullwhip from Temple of Doom and Jack Nicholson's menacing axe from The Shining. Often mistaken as a door, the auction listing pointed out that the iconic Titanic prop was actually part of a door frame just above the ship's first-class lounge entrance. In 2022, the movie's director James Cameron attempted to end speculation over whether the door, or part of the door frame, could have accommodated Jack in addition to Rose. He conducted what he described as a scientific study to put this whole thing to rest and drive a stake through its heart once and for all. He said, "We have since done a thorough forensic analysis with a hypothermia expert who reproduced the raft from the movie. We took two stunt people who were the same body mass of Kate and Leo, and we put sensors all over them and inside them, and we put them in ice water, and we tested to see whether they could have survived through a variety of methods. And the answer was, there was no way they both could have survived. Only one could have survived." And referring more to the artistic integrity of the movie, Cameron said, "Jack needed to die. It's like Romeo and Juliet. It's a movie about love and sacrifice and mortality. The love is measured by the sacrifice." The new proud owner of the prop will now be able to do their own scientific study to see whether Jack really did need to sacrifice himself. And that's today's news story. Okay. So, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Okay, so the first word, prop. So it's all about this prop. So a prop is a portable object used on the set of a film or a play. Next. Room. Was there only room on the door for Rose? This is another way of saying space. So was there space? Was there enough space for Rose? Room means space. Next, staggering. It's just sold for a staggering $718,750. Staggering means hard to believe. Next, fetch. So the dress fetched $118,750. To fetch means to bring in a price or to realize a particular price. Next, slab. The slab of wood which kept Rose safe and dry while her lover Jack froze to death was the main attraction. So a slab is a thick piece of something like wood or stone. Next, bullwhip. So this was something else sold at the event. Indiana Jones's bullwhip from Temple of Doom. That's a strip of leather used for hitting animals or people. Okay, next, axe. Another thing that was sold was Jack Nicholson's menacing axe from The Shining. An axe is a tool used for chopping wood. Next, the phrase, drive a stake through something's heart. So let's take a look at the context. James Cameron conducted what he described as a scientific study to put this whole thing to rest and drive a stake through its heart once and for all. So to drive a stake through its heart means to permanently put an end to something. So to permanently put this whole controversy to an end. And finally, thorough. We have since done a thorough forensic analysis. Thorough means very detailed. Thorough. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. The transcript and a comprehension quiz are both on the Learn English with Ben fan club page right now. If you fancy some bonus content, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.